So the county needs to get rid of the downtown jail. When I worked at the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, the Sheriff's Office is obviously at the downtown jail. And I remember some of the female deputies talking about the conditions and cockroaches running by their feet when they were in the restroom and things like that. We have to be cognizant of this, and it can be pretty easy to say, well, why do I care what inmates want? You know, they did the crime, do the time now, et cetera. But it's really important for us to provide facilities for them so we don't get sued. We also want to make sure that our correctional officers are safe whenever that environment. The medical staff that work in the jails are safe in that environment. I have spoken with several correctional officers, and I think that's very important, is to get the view of those who work in that setting. They all agree that it is more fiscally responsible to have one facility as opposed to two, mostly because now we've divided up the personnel. And it's not as safe as if we had all personnel under one roof. We've also got to worry about supplies and doubling up the supplies and things like that, getting them to different facilities. And it really does make more sense, from what I know so far, to consolidate into one facility.
And to what extent should the Sheriff's Department cooperate and communicate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers?
You know, I am not a proponent of cooperating with ICE. And I will tell you why. Now, first off, I guess with the caveat of we have to do what we're legally mandated to do. But within the confines of the law, I believe that we should not cooperate with ICE because I think it's a slippery slope. My nieces are both Latino, and I would hate, you know, for them to be pulled over or them to be singled out simply because of the color of their skin. I also think that if people are afraid that they might get deported, they're not going to report being a victim of a crime. We see victims out there who are undocumented or domestic battery victims, et cetera, and they're afraid they're going to go to jail. They're afraid they're going to get deported. And we as the police need to be called when they need assistance. We don't need them to hesitate whenever they need police help.
My understanding from some of the reporting I've done, there is no evidence that I found that the Champaign County Sheriff's Department is holding people solely on the basis of their immigration status. That is now illegal under state law. But they are, from documents that I've found, communicating with ICE enforcement officers, mostly with regard to letting them know when people are going to be released from custody. Is that something that you would continue to do?
So I have confirmed that as well. They will call ICE whenever somebody's getting ready to be released, and ICE will be there ready to pick them up. I am not an advocate of that.
What's the biggest challenge facing the Sheriff's Department right now, and what do you plan to do about it?
One of the biggest challenges for the sheriff's office right now is the low morale. Employees don't feel like they have a voice in decision-making. Training's been reduced from previous years. The low morale has caused people to start leaving the sheriff's office. And when people are burnt out, they're more likely to make mistakes. They're more likely to be aggressive. One thing that I want my stint as sheriff to be is I want to foster that relationship and that respect in the jail and out in the field. And it's very hard to do that when you've got overworked officers who don't know if they're coming and going and they're stressed out, et cetera. So I think that is one major issue. The other one, we don't have a lot of options in the county of Champaign to deal with mental illness. If a police officer deals with mentally ill out on the street, they have two options: take him to the emergency room or take him to jail if they've committed an offense. And we at the jail, we can identify mental illness. We can watch them a little bit extra. But we don't have the facilities and we don't have, I guess, the personnel to really address mental illness in the jail. And so we have to collaborate with community organizations to try to find a good alternative for mentally ill, even if they've committed a crime. So maybe we can get them the help they need as opposed to just setting them in a jail cell and locking them up. So those are the two big issues, the big challenges I see for the sheriff's office coming up.